Pharmaceuticals. Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Mensmax twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back, and we have Lowell Ponte. This latest article is "The Gods of a Restored Notre Dame? Question mark. Faith Under Fire." Give us your analysis of what's going on.
I will, but first I want to congratulate you in behalf of the nation of Canada. They have just issued a new coin, as you have doubtless heard, a Canadian coin, a version of the loonie, specifically celebrating LGBTQ2. It is now in circulation. As one commentator noted, Justin Trudeau's father famously said that the state doesn't belong in the bedrooms of the nation. Justin is doing the opposite of what his father preached and imposing the bedroom on our currency.
Wow.
In praise, of course, of all the different gay offset groups and the two. The number two inserted into that stands for the second spirit that humans, particularly Native Aboriginal peoples of Canada, tend to have. What I suddenly realized as I saw this is that Canada is changing its national anthem in the immediate future. It will now contain the glorious lyric, "O Canada, our homo native land."
That's funny.
So we say that in tribute to you and your ideas. Well, now, the gods of a restored Notre Dame.
Let me add something to that.
Yes.
I'm not personally against homosexuals or LGBT. In fact, I think...
No, neither am I.
One of the statements I've actually seen, actually in practice, is some homosexual couples are more kind and more better parents, both gay men and women, than so-called straight maniac.
They have more oxytocin and less testosterone, probably.
Right. But on the other hand, I see the promotion of it, say, the homosexual lifestyle, before someone actually decides what they are. Because remember, it's a multi-layered process. It's not just social, the social pressures to try to promote alternative sexual behavior. It's hormonal, it's genetic, and it's male and female. And actually, the powers to be on the left actually want to wipe out the idea of sex. Now, I think the rise of alternative sexual behavior is primarily... Not only is a minor factor sociological, I think it's primarily toxicological. If you can actually map out the brain pathways of men that are homosexual, they have a female circuitry in their brain. If you could actually look at people that have different pathways, although biologically they're male, because of whether hormone levels in utero when they're pregnant or the toxins are exposed to in our current toxic xenoestrogen world, they're rewired to become transsexual. I don't abuse these people because they're exposed to a toxic world. I think we have to understand what's the source of it. But on the other hand, I don't want them to promote the lifestyle in exclusion to the biology and the person is non-toxic. For example, a lot of people think you can kind of, and part of the problem can be trained away. Here in California, it's against the law to actually have people go to therapists that actually will, you know, remove their sexual addiction. Now, remember, when I went to medical school, homosexuality was considered a form of mental illness. I think it's a mental and toxicological illness. And if you actually did advanced testing of deep brain function with imaging studies and hormonal tests, you'd find actually that they have different chemistry. I'm not abusing the people because they're different. It's just like, you know, someone that's got Down syndrome or they're toxic because they're working in the oil industry. And the oil industry, by the way, a lot of the phytochemicals will make you have false steroid effects. You see all these muscled people work around oil refineries.
Oh, I know. And that's one of the two aspects of this that I would like to have you react to.
Number one,
are we creating estrogen analogs or something like them chemicals we add to our food? And
99% of all of the toxins in the world are xenoestrogens. They actually lock onto the estrogen receptor hundreds of times more. And they feminize. For example, if you look at the sperm count and the drop in the male hormone levels over the last 50 years, it's dramatic. So
And fertility rates in the West, too.
Right. So what I'm saying is the human race is sterilizing themselves, and they're turning into transsexuals, primarily toxicologically. I think the social thing is following the toxicology, not leading it. So I differ with all the people. Like, I guarantee if I could do an advanced brain study, because I'm a very advanced doctor in terms of neurology and
internal medicine and imaging, like brain scan, deep brain scans and PET scans and hormonal toxicology, I'd find somebody like Pete Buttigieg, who's actually a pretty smart guy, who's gay, probably has different chemistry. He's probably got more chemistry similar to an intelligent female. And when I see this thing about the gods who restored Notre Dame, see, the problem is the people in France are the largest religious rising group around the world is no religion at all. And when you have
religion... Right, in fact, in the United States, there are now as many people in that category as are Roman Catholic. By the way, the second point I wanted to raise with
you... Yeah, I want you to bring that up.
This is more debatable, for example, they have found that rats, when put in a heavily crowded environment with other rats, tend to engage in more and more homosexual activity, that it is a response to crowding or the feeling of being crowded.
Well, that's related to stress hormones. Stress hormones tend to be feminizing.
Yeah, yes, but if we're talking about something that would be useful biologically, if you have an overcrowded environment, one way to reduce it is to have more and more of the beings there become homosexual, hence non-reproductive, hence the population will go down and reduce the crowding.
Right, natural cycles, in other words. Yeah, I agree.
We're seeing in Europe and the United States now.
The thing that the diagnosis that I make that I think is particularly bad is we're moving toward a godless world. And a godless world is a hopeless world that gets alcoholism, drug addiction, and even sexual promiscuity. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're gay or you're straight, sexual promiscuity is dangerous because it increases sexual transmission, it decreases bonding to your partner, male or female or same sex, it decreases stability in the family unit, whatever that family unit happens to be. And the family unit is the building block of society. So where I see this going is a godless society is a society with no stability, where people are often self-serving, they have no hope, so they just want to buy more stuff, travel to more places, and as their life ends, they don't even have children to pass on their property to, or their hopes of children or grandchildren. So it's a dead end. And if you look at the left and all the candidates, these are dead-end people. And when I hear the comments, for example, by Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris saying that they want even the Boston Marathon bomber to actually have rights to actually vote for our government, I think, Bernie, I wanted you to be a good candidate to make Trump wise up and fix the healthcare system by piecemeal changes to fix the ACA and kind of dismantle it, as he's done partly, and fix the health care. But now that you've made yourself politically suicidal, the same as Kamala Harris, by saying you want mass murderers or terrorists to get the vote, I'm concerned. I'm worried about a very godless society that has no anchor of God. Now, that anchor primarily should be the full truth of the Most High God, but unfortunately, because our society lacks prophets, or they won't accept the prophetic word, even in the Christian church, we get 10,000 denominations, we get Islam, it varies all the way from extreme Islam and ISIS that killed all these people over the holiday weekend to relatively moderate Americanizing versions of Islam that want to kind of get along with other Americans, which is basically, to be honest with you, a minority. Because a lot of Muslims want Sharia law.
The people killed by the Islamists, by the way, the left was very clear to say we're not Christians. They were all describing the victims as Easter worshipers. Well, now, the way we used to insult Islam in this country was to call the worshippers Mohammedans. And, of course, any good Muslim would tell you, look, I believe in God. I don't believe in Muhammad as God. I don't worship Muhammad. I worship Allah. In the same way, if you were talking about Jews, you would not say that a Jew is a Mosaic. That is, he doesn't worship Moses.
Right.
He worships God.
Right.
And accordingly, we have an interesting situation. The point of my column was this. They're going to rebuild Notre Dame, but they argue not only do we hate the Christianity that originally created it, you know, the horrible Christianity of the Crusades and so on, but we couldn't rebuild that if we wanted to because those kinds of Christians don't exist anymore. And accordingly, we are going to have to basically apply... What do they call this? Cultural, multiculturalism. We're going to treat all faiths equally. We're going to have different religions represented in the one church, which, after all, is really more of a tourist attraction than it is a place of worship anyway. And as a result, we're going to, for example, have a shrine to Islam and so on. Now, this reminded me...
Oh, really? Inside, are they already saying that publicly, that
no,
they want to have a shrine?
No, they're hinting at it. They're hinting,
hinting
at
yeah.
It.
Hinting the until point, it actually comes. Yeah.
This all relates to the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, as you know.
Right.
Antiochus Epiphanes, who was the Greek ruler of Syria and what was then Israel, decided he was perfectly content to let Jews worship, but he expected the Jewish temple to be multicultural. So he said, of course you're going to have a niche in your temple for the god Zeus,
right,
for our Greek god and other gods, just to show even-handedness. You'll worship all the gods, not just your own, selfishly.
Right.
And by the way, we're going to sacrifice a pig a few times a year on your high holy altar, because that is sacred to Zeus. So we're going to have pig worship. In other words, it was a nightmare from a Jewish point of view, kosher-believing Jews. And as a result, they rebelled in a rebellion led by Judas Maccabeus.
Right.
The Maccabees defeated the Greeks, threw them out for a time, reinstituted religion, relit the light in the temple, using only a tiny cruet of oil, and yet miraculously the oil burned for 8 days, much, much longer than it was expected to. So that's the miracle of Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights.
Right.
Now, the challenge is they're now trying to take Notre Dame and pull the same thing with Antiochus Epiphanes, which is remembered in Jewish history as what is it, the abomination of desolation.
Yeah, by the way, do you know what the term abomination of desolation means in Hebrew? It sounds like you've already got a long way there. Tell us what you think. The abomination
an abomination is, of course, a violation of things that are sacred and holy.
Right. In other words, it's like putting a pig on the altar. And the desolation is to hand over territory or control to foreign enemies or foreign powers or foreign religions. So that's the ultimate thing. And that fact is, when the treaty is signed here next year, probably by Jared Kushner, the abomination of desolation will happen after that treaty is signed, probably midway through that 2,520-day, seven-year period in the Hebrew calendar of 360-day years. And that desolation will be cut off at the Yom Kippur at 1,230 days. And 30 days later is Pashah, the passage over of the death angel, where war, pestilence, and geoclimatic disaster strikes Earth. And people don't understand this, that we're reading in the culmination, because, you see, God's long-suffering, but there's an end of grace, and judgment happens.
By the way, what is the meaning of Benjamin Netanyahu, the re-elected prime minister, saying he will now name a region or town in the, not the Galilee per se, but the Golan, overlooking the Galilee, after Donald Trump?
Well, it turns out that one of the main owners of Fox News actually has invested in the oil drilling company up in the Golan Heights, and it's not surprising they handed it over to the territory, because it is dangerous in terms of firing missiles from Hezbollah down on the villages below in Israel.
Oh, I've held the traditional Galil assault rifle standing on the Golan.
Right. So
looking down on the Galilee. By the way, the Maccabees came from the Galilee.
Right.
Most of Jesus, of course, also came from the Galilee. Half of Jesus' followers had classic Maccabean names. Think of it as analogous to a Marxist naming his children Fidel and Che.
Yeah.
That's what the name of some of Jesus' followers were. They were revolutionary names. And then, as Jesus came into the Easter celebration, into Jerusalem for the last time, they threw down palm branches before him. The palm branch, the palm tree, was the symbol of Maccabean revolution and freedom in Israel after the Maccabees succeeded. So, in other words, they were acknowledging Jesus as a Maccabean king.
Wow. Interesting timing, isn't it? Fantastic information and knowledge. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVast, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Thank you.
let's continue this dialogue. I think what I'm concerned about, let's go down through some of these candidates and some of the crazy things. I would like to have a rational dialogue between Democrats and Republicans. In fact, this weekend, my son is going to have a local kind of status thing for Bernie Sanders, right in my own home. And I would like to ask Bernie and his supporters, because I've actually put in a request a few weeks ago and trying to get a hold of Bernie, and also trying to get a hold of some Democrats like Ilhan Omar. And by the way, she has a kind of like a thing where if you enter your zip code, well, we don't answer your calls because we answer only a zip code, and her phone and everything is jammed up. See, the thing is, I'm the kind of person that is a medical legal expert. I am a legal, we would call a, you know when you take the brush and you drop it into a machine to have it all chopped up to little pieces? I would ask enough questions, they would be turning inside out, wondering, what the hell, you know? I didn't want him to ask so many questions that I can't answer. And I would ask Bernie questions like, you know, there's a certain amount of what's called medical inertia. If you take a medical system and you decide to reduce the fees 40%, you're just going to have most of the doctors just go bankrupt, especially primary care. You're going to have a lot of specialists and clinics just close, like trauma units. And if you just, if you don't fix the underlying problems like, you know, portability of insurance and big drug companies and malpractice lawsuits and the cost of drugs and the cost of procedures and even malpractice insurance, if you don't fix these underlying costs, you're not going to fix health care. Trump's trying to do it piecemeal, which is a smart way to do it. And if he hadn't lost the House, and by the way, the House was lost because the Democrats, the evil party, actually pursued this evil thing of this so-called witch hunt with the Russiagate. And that's why we lost the House. We lost the House because the media made so many Americans believe that, hey, Trump's an evil guy and so on. Now, Trump is screwed up. He doesn't have everything right. He's
sure,
pushing 5G.
That's why I wrote my column on March 31st, Collusion Hunters Should Become the Hunted. Because,
right,
after all, they are accomplices to creating the false dossier that got the false improper spy permission from the FISA judges, that were then used to gather all the information on Trump that was used to smear him. The problem is, it's all fruit of the poison tree. It should all be thrown out.
Right. The thing is, there's 11 points that Mueller put that basically said, I can't accuse him of obstruction. I can't accuse him of collusion because there wasn't any. But he did try to obstruct. In other words, he was so aggravated that he was told some of his functionaries, we need to fire this one or that one. He could have done, by the way, with executive privilege. But he didn't. And the fact that he didn't...
And you know how they defined obstruction? They said if Trump said, this is a witch hunt, that was an attempt at obstructing Mueller.
That's ridiculous. He's just calling
but
it reality.
But I mean, that's what it's come down to. It's just
that's
this
why
totally poison thing.
I'm proud of Trump actually saying he's not going to cooperate and telling his staff not to cooperate to go to so-called subpoenas to Congress. Congress needs to take get a life, okay? And they have a choice. In the next 18 months, they can either collaborate on infrastructure and fix the immigration issue and the Flores Doctrine, etc., or they can continue to witch hunt, and they're going to lose the election, because I can tell you, when Huber and the Horowitz documents come out and they start, and Barr starts investigating
people will come to see just how small their subpoenas are.
Right, and what will happen,
too,
by the way, it'll blow up in their face, because the Democrats, to be honest with you, I'd like to see if the Democrats actually had a rational story. Like, for example, when I heard Bernie say, I want to let this guy, the Boston Marathon bomber have the right to vote. Are you kidding me? That's like going to a mental institution asking the psychiatrist if they can vote which doctor they'd like and if they want to be able to do whatever they want or, you know, have week-long day passes, you know? This is craziness. Now, for Bernie to say this is like, you know, actually, I've almost made this joke. He's almost like these Democrats are almost like a plant of the Republicans to blow up the Democratic Party. Nothing could be more ridiculous. And even Kamala Harris, as an attorney, should know better to say she wants to give the vote to people who have committed major crimes. Now, I don't mind if you get a minor crime and you've come out and maybe have a 5-year watching period where you don't recommit a crime. Then after that watching period, you get your voting rights back. But if you did a major crime like murder, rape, or a major, major crime, you never get your vote back. You're a nutball, and you're dangerous, and you do not vote for any leader in your country or state.
Right, and since they're talking about the Constitution, even though Kamala Harris doesn't believe in the Constitution, the fact is, you not only should get your right to vote back, you should get your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms back.
But they don't talk
because
about that,
you've
do they?
Paid your debt to society. But you see, Bernie doesn't want that. He wants to give people who are still in prison the right to vote.
Yeah, but the new thing is
you haven't paid your debt to society.
He puts his potato, Mr. Potato Head, angry eyes on and shakes his head like, you got to believe me. Oh. I'm thinking, Bernie, please act rational. I want you to raise issues so Trump
part of the problem for the Democrats is, as the Cooperative Congressional Election Study just demonstrated, they have found out the Democrats will be in a hell of a lot of trouble if they don't nominate Bernie Sanders. That 18% or more of people who would support Bernie Sanders will turn and vote for Trump rather than for any of the other Democrats running.
Well, in fact, that's probably one of the major reasons why Trump won. But now we have a new episode. We have gay and lesbian and black and Hispanic that increased vote for Trump. And now if we have the walkaways that are Bernie supporters that could walk away and try to support Trump. Because they disavow him and prevent him from being elected, they guarantee Trump winning. In fact, I put money on it. I'm not a gambler. That Trump's going to re-win. Now, here's what the problem is. There should be some oppositional dialogue. I'm trying to get you, me, and some other people in direct communication with Donald Trump to fix things like laser net infirmity for the missile defense, to fix the border properly, to fix the problem with drug addiction and pain control, to fix a lot of these issues. And I have solutions to each one of these problems, okay, and my experts. The problem is that if Bernie was rational, which he's not, if he would actually talk about how he's going to fix things. For example, I believe in reducing the costs of education so the universities don't have these giant multi-billion dollar endowments and so on. I want to reduce the cost of health care by actually fixing the structural things. And the problem is that Trump probably knows that it should be, he can put an executive order even right now to allow cross-border communication and insurance sales of so an Ohio company can sell in California. He's already working with Scott, this representative, the senator from Florida, who's a new senator, used to be governor, to actually work on a commission. They've reduced the drug prices for the first time in 50 years. So Trump's already trying to do some things. But the problem is with Bernie, he wants to go and meddle with the system, and he's going to screw up. And if he screws it up, it'll collapse. And if it collapses, everybody, we're going to have lines up the yin-yang, and doctors are going to retire or go bankrupt. And clinics and hospitals will just close.
So far, the Democratic candidates are having the problem that they each have to be making wild Santa Claus-like promises. Yes, you'll all get a pony and a free house and all kinds of things. But the top five Democrat candidates, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and Elizabeth Warren, they're all aging whites, except for Buttigieg, and he's a young white. But that's the challenge. They're a party of minorities, but all the candidates they're pushing are white candidates. So how well they'll do with that, I don't know. Can I go down a couple of the candidates?
Yeah, let's go down through them. I'd like you to run through their comments, and I want to see a good dialogue. I don't see it. What I see right now is these people have lost their marbles. I want to see the Democrats make some statements and make Trump have to respond back, but I'm worried that the Democrats are actually committing geopolitical suicide 18 months
before. Okay, well, here are a few problems. We know about Biden's corruption,
right,
and the money, the millions squeezed for his son out of Ukraine and so on.
Yeah, Giuliani was talking about that this morning on Fox,
yeah,
about
Elizabeth
how corrupt
Warren,
he was. Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, who was unethically paid $500,000 a year by Harvard for a no-show job. This is as opposed to Michelle Obama's $300,000 a year no-show job at a hospital in Chicago. She does not propose taxing multi-billion-dollar endowments by universities, but she is talking about paying off most of, if not all of, every student's student loans. Now, what are the problems with that, the unexpected consequences? Number one, if you know the politicians are saying, as soon as I get elected, I'll cancel your student loan and you won't have to pay a thing, how many of you are going to pay off your student loan or keep up your payments on it, knowing that you would be made a total fool if you paid it off and then suddenly it was canceled anyway? You're not going to have much incentive to pay it off, are you?
No.
And you do have a great incentive to take out more if it's all going to just be canceled.
Right.
So she's created this insane situation where people will stop paying. And this is not a terribly good thing. Now, it also occurs to me it would be a crime for voters to offer a candidate money in exchange for voting a particular way. Why isn't it likewise illegal for a candidate to offer money in the form of debt cancellation to those who vote for that candidate? It's essentially the same kind of bribery.
Oh, yeah, it's a bribery, isn't it? It's a form of a vote bribery.
Yeah, so that's part of what I find wrong with Elizabeth Warren. Kamala Harris, quite apart from the fact that we now have her father's own testimony and documentation backing it up, that Kamala Harris and their family are descended from one of the major Jamaican slave owners. That
wow.
Kamala is a slave owner child.
Wow.
Not just a slave child. But anyway, she is offering, and she's faced up against a lot of people now who want to say, okay, you want to have a sanctuary city or county or whatever for illegal aliens? We want a sanctuary county for gun owners, where you won't be allowed to do anything to gun owners. Now, that'll be an interesting contest, but Kamala Harris now vows that if she's elected, she will almost immediately impose sweeping gun control via executive order.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm wondering.
What she's doing is wiping away part of the Constitution. I don't think even a liberal judge would be very happy about letting her do that.
Well, here's the consequence. There's 87 million plus, they heard up to 93 million armed Americans with several hundred million guns and billions of bullets. And if they think they're going to disarm us, we're going to have an armed, bloody revolution. I can imagine the sheriffs, none of the sheriffs across the country are going to disarm the public, and the police are going to be terrified. In fact, there was a statement about 3 or 4 years ago in New York State where they passed a similar law to disarm former veterans who had gone through, let's say, post-traumatic stress and so on, so they wanted to disarm them. And they were going to send the SWAT teams from the state of New York to go to former veterans' homes to disarm them. Now, the first home they would go to, the SWAT teams went and met with the governor and said, look, the first home we go to, we're going to get his guns. The second home, we're going to die. Because we're going to have people on the roof, because we're going to see they're going to get advance notice, and they're going to shoot us through our body armor, and they're going to kill us. So they have to understand, if you start trying to disarm the public, you're going to have a bloody revolution, and these leaders, like Kamala Harris, better have, you know, bulletproof Pope mobiles and other things, because they're going to be, number one, arrested, and if they try anything violent, they're going to die. And the problem is that we don't want that. I don't want to see Americans shooting other Americans because they're trying to disarm the public. And by the way, law-abiding citizens aren't the problem. If the criminals have a disarmed public, that's where they go. For example, here in California, they go to areas where there's no gun zones. All of the shooting incidents that happen in America are all no gun zones, whether it's that bar in Florida or up here, just not too far from me, up toward the mountains, to Great Smoky Mountain. Every single area where there's been shootouts and killing the public are no gun zones. I mean, it's incalculable that these morons don't understand. If you have armed citizens, like in states where they have open carry rather than concealed carry, you don't have stupid things. The same thing goes on in Switzerland. You can have open carry and concealed carry. It's actually the law that you have to actually have guns and have even mortar. Do you know it's a law that if you're male, you have to spend 2 weeks a year and 1 weekend a month up to age, I think, 65, actually training for the Swiss Army and being able to close off roads and use your mortar and your weapons to protect the Swiss population. So they don't have a few thousand. They got a giant population of armed
citizens. In Israel, everyone from age 16 to, I think, 58 has to spend 1 month a year in the active reserve, meaning in uniform, carrying weapons. That is why Israel is actually the best time and place to go. Israel is a very safe place, especially during an intifada. Because, like, if you get on a bus crossing Jerusalem, on that bus, just incidentally, just because of this mandatory service, you're going to find 2, 3, 4 soldiers carrying assault rifles.
Right.
And you know, there's remarkably little crime of an ordinary kind in Israel for that very reason.
Exactly. So disarming a well-behaved and rational public is suicidally stupid. But Kamala Harris wants to do it, and she's got her mouth, blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, please, Kamala, tone it down, okay? Please. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. And welcome back. So let's plug your book first, and then we're going to these four gods they want to do when they rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral. How can they get the book, and what's the name and title? What's the phone number?
Well, this is co-written with Craig Smith, our seventh book together. You would pay $15 or $20 at Amazon to get a copy of it, but we'll be happy to send it to you absolutely free and postpaid. Will not cost you a thing. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. By the way, speaking of the candidates we were trying to get to, Pete Buttigieg, or Jedge, or whatever he wants to be called.
Buttigieg, I think they pronounce it how they pronounce Buttigieg.
Yeah. As long as the butt is pronounced right, it'll be suitable for it. In any event, he now is advocating national service as an ideal. This apart from his usual authoritarian methods. But the problem is national service is also authoritarian. It is a form of military conscription or slavery. If you bully people into that or say they can't get their rights as a citizen unless they do it. So here he is proposing something else authoritarian that is more than a tax, but at least a little less than military conscription. You probably won't be killed doing your national service here. But I'm sure he will select what is national service and what isn't. It will not be for your church. It'll be for some left-wing cause. In other words, as it was with Obama, it'll be a means of recruiting people.
It'll be like the Nazis recruiting their youth movement, is what you're saying.
Sure, absolutely. So, in fact, Trump was saying, Obama was saying that the way you can get your student loan paid off, it will be forgiven if you engage in some form of community service. Which, by the way, always meant something left-wing. If you join a left-wing activist group or movement, that can get your college debt canceled. That's one of the reasons Obama wanted to take student loans out of private hands and make them all government, so they could be a political tool, weapon, manipulation vehicle. Anyway, what would the liberals put in Notre Dame? Well, you have to remember how much of the left is also a religion, at least from their point of view. It is all collectivism. It is all dedicated to creating a heaven on earth based on having a ruling collectivist elite of scientists or whatever. And so, typical of religions, they would force into the new Notre Dame Marxism and its near identical pagan cults such as socialism, Nazism, fascism. Those are all religion substitutes.
Right.
And they have a lot of the qualities of religions when you stop and look at them.
By the way, that includes Islam, which is a religion, a pseudo-religion. We're going to talk about that in our history with Bill Warner, who talks about political Islam. He doesn't get into the religious aspect because he says, so Theodore and Walid Shubat, 86% of Islam is simply geopolitical mind control. Only 14% is really religion, according to
you. I love Walid Shubat. I'm glad you're having him on.
Yeah, Walid will be on next hour. Yeah,
continue. Science or scientism. I used to have him on a show I did once upon a time. Uh-huh. Scientism, the cult that worships science and the priesthood of white-robed scientists as an ideology, it is to science basically what Islamism is to Islam. It is the politicalization of a faith system. And, of course, science then becomes an instrument of dogmatic authority, not of free thought or free inquiry. Number three, the cult of Gaia, the Earth Mother Goddess. Let us not forget that Earth Day, the first Earth Day, was celebrated on the 100th anniversary of the birth of Vladimir Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union, and is still always celebrated on Lenin's birthday. Why? Because those kinds of greenies are basically watermelon. They are green on the outside, but red on the inside. It's simply a way to get to collectivism. Number four, Wicca.
Wow.
They will create the science, the religion of witchcraft. Remember, Bill Clinton called his administration the New Covenant. And who ran the covenant at the heart of the New Covenant? Hillary.
Right.
What a surprise. No wonder she wanted her plane named a Broomstick 1.
Right, because she's a high-level Wiccan, and she's the highest-level female warlock in the Western world. That's why she's not wearing an orange jumpsuit. She's got the goods on thousands of people,
or
they've died of foster side.
FBI why an FBI agent assigned to their White House actually acknowledged in a book he did that when he went upstairs to the Christmas tree that only the first family saw, not that was right. shown to the press, that Christmas tree was decorated entirely with sex and drug paraphernalia.
Yeah, including
not
condoms.
Not with anything holy. I mean, they are godless in the most hideous sense possible.
Right.
But, of course, the reason they have bare ruined choirs in Europe, its churches full of tourists but empty of worshipers, happened largely because government imposed state religions. And therefore, as people came to hate the government, they came to hate the church. That has not happened in the U.S., by and large, in its history. And therefore, we still have a certain amount of religious vibrancy. But as you rightly pointed out, and as I quantified, there are now as many non-churchgoers in the country as there are Roman Catholics, about 20%.
By the way, there may be non-churchgoers, but some of them still believe in a God. The problem is it's just not an option.
These are
church.
The gods they believe in. They believe in the state as God.
Well, they also have some kind of vague idea that there's a God, or even they believe in Jesus, but they don't read the Bible. They don't fellowship with other called Christians.
They believe in the social gospel, so-called.
They believe in the social gospel. In other words, they want to believe that they've had hell insurance. I'm a decent person. I'm a this and a that. And they don't realize the bar is pretty high to get into heaven. I mean, otherwise it would be really hellish if everybody get in there. Now, some of the people getting to heaven are people you wouldn't expect. Former murderers and rapists that have repented in prison and become Christians. But there's some other people that are relatively nice that are actually pretty damned evil. And the definition of evil is doing right in your own eyes. And that's what all the socialists and the leftists and globalists are. They do what always is right in their own eyes. And they're always right. The thing that I find bizarre about them is that you can't deal with dialogue. It's always dogma. They can't actually have a dialogue to explain why they believe their beliefs or defend it with logic and evidence. It's dogma, and they get their heels dug in. Look at AOC. Even when she does stupid things, she says, "Oh, I'm just... I can say these things because I'm learning, but you have to believe me, and it doesn't matter." Or you hear Ilhan Omar, or you hear the Muslims. Of course, the Muslims, again, are very dogmatic. That's why Islam is a perfect, at least temporary, ally with the globalists. It's not a long-term ally, because eventually, once Islam gets a real foothold anywhere in the world, it always takes over and becomes vicious. And people don't get that, do they?
No, we all become dhimmis. We all become a second-class citizen under Islam. Speaking of which, a couple other quick topics. Russian troops now trained in telepathic psychic warfare. Living on the wrong side of a time zone, the eastern edge, can be hazardous to your health. Cornell scientists have created living machines that eat, grow, and evolve. The modern opium den, Starbucks, installs needle disposal boxes across U.S. locations. That certainly makes me want to go to Starbucks.
Oh, boy.
And space is no longer in the near future going to be safe from advertising. There are now Chinese and other national operations designed to put ads into the nighttime sky above you.
Whoa.
So that you will look up and see Pepsi-Cola. In a sky you might look to, hoping for something spiritual or inspirational. It will all be the equivalent of billboards by the time they're done. Until,
nice.
Of course, capitalism is destroyed, and it will just be support Big Brother. Oh, Beto O'Rourke, one of the officers involved in arresting him as a young man, acknowledges now that the claim was true that Beto O'Rourke tried to flee the scene of a drunk driving incident. He was the drunk driver where he had caused an accident. His goal, to escape from that and not be caught. And, of course, the debate continues. Should we ask a question on the census? Is a person a citizen or not? Of course we should. Because if we don't do more of that, we're going to have a whole lot of Democrat places American citizens are fleeing, considered to deserve even more members of Congress, though they're empty.
Exactly.
By rigging the process. That's what they're trying to do here. Even as Democrats just always find ways to cheat. Oh, other quick notes. Washington State is poised to legalize human composting. Soylent Green will be real. They're going to be experimenting with public and reaction to turning human bodies into compost as nutrients for various foods you're growing.
You're kidding.
Mayor de Blasio says we're going to ban glass and steel skyscrapers. The governor of New Jersey, now a Democrat, Phil Murphy, says he's going to greatly increase the fines associated with gun ownership. For example, you will have to pay $400 a year just to carry a gun.
Right, and I think the literally thing which are $5 before is going to become $100 to get your certificate for 5 years. So what they're trying to do is they ultimately want to eventually move up to a thing called insuring guns, which means the gun manufacturer can be sued for someone that does something wrong with a gun. That's like suing somebody that takes a dinner knife and stabs someone at the restaurant. We're going to sue the dinner knife manufacturer. That's how crazy this is.
Right, right. Or if someone runs down someone driving a Ford, Ford Motors can be sued for having made the car that did it.
I think that there's a form of geopolitical insanity that's happening. And I think they're actually, it's almost like they're sleeper cells of the Republican Party and Trump. You know, if you want to look at a collusion, if you want to actually make a joke out of this, when I heard those comments by Bernie, Santa Claus, and Kamala Harris, I thought, no, you guys, I wanted you to be a good opposition. I want you to raise issues so Trump has at least a valid enemy. It's like watching a World Federation wrestling, and you got some guy that's 500 pounds, and they're going bomb, 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 and he comes into the ring, and then you wait for his opponent to come in at like 125 pounds, little wishbone, and they're going to do stupid things like duper somersaults, and the thing all the big wrestler has to do is pick up the other wrestler and throw him out of the ring, and it's over. And people don't understand that that's what's going to happen with Trump. And even if Trump doesn't do all the right things, in fact, what I want Trump to do is do the right things like stop 5G network, stop recycling toxic water, handle the border by clearing out the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, and Sinaloa cartel, because there's an alliance there. Go down to Mexico at the Guatemalan border, and also to clean out the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America. I have a friend who I know personally was down to visit her relatives, who actually are the cartel owners of the town that run the hospital and the ambulances and the local schools and even the care for the indigent. People don't realize the drug cartels are the local government in Central and South America, and if you don't behave with them, they either kill you or they grab your money or they harass the hell out of you.
Yeah, that's why we speak, as a friend of mine used to say, of the narco-democracy of Mexico.
Right, and it is a narco-democracy. And by the way, it's at the behest of the Special Activity Division of CIA, because we get our cut to the tune of $2 trillion a year, not only here but also in Afghanistan. People don't realize we made deals with the Afghan Taliban, and they're still selling illegal drugs. They call it Crocodile, which is so low quality, when they inject it in Russia under your tongue or in your face or somewhere else between your fingers, you get gangrene. And they call it crocodile because it looks like you've been eaten by a crocodile in Russia. And it's killing young people. But guess what? We're collaborating to make sure this toxic stuff gets through to kill the Russian young people. And to bring the toxic chemicals here, many of it through the southern border of Mexico to America, or people that are coming in on flights are coming in with these visas from these foreign countries. And it's not just Mexicans and Central Americans. 50 other countries are involved here, including Taliban, Hezbollah, Iranians, North Korea. You mean, it's unbelievable, and people don't understand. We could easily track and have, I call a cyber border, up in 2 months. We don't have to wait till we build a physical border. We can have a situation set up so you can only apply for asylum if you actually apply for the ports of entry. If you cross the border otherwise, you don't get asylum. Period. You get put in your bus and sent back to your home country.
And meanwhile, we have Hillary Clinton getting $145 million for selling a fifth of U.S. uranium to Russia. Russia turned around and sold it to Iran. So the next terrorist bomb that happens on a future 9/11 will be America's own uranium, making the atomic bomb that destroys New York City.
Maybe that's because of our corruption. We actually deserve to get our uranium back as a bomb. How's that?
Well, maybe. I'm afraid God is just in the end.
Isn't he? Unfortunate.